did Major General, General Major, Emus, and Mittens and Fur Coats, and the B word was in there as well, of course.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Time has scooted on so phenomenally, we need to press that button, which is labelled in all sorts of ways, because it's where a certain young lady talks about Matt Munro and his marvellous stuff. So which button will that be that we should be pressing, please?
The Michelle Munro button.
That'd be this one here, then.
Today's song comes from one of the greatest writers of the American songbook, Cole Porter. It was written for one of his last major scores for the 1956 film High Society, where the song was introduced in the film by Frank Sinatra. Dad's recording comes from his album The Other Side of the Stars, which featured songs made famous by well-known writers and singers. This was the first full album with arrangements by his new musical director, Colin Keyes. The album has a checkered history. It was the first LP Dad recorded with producer John Burgess, and for unexplained reasons was left on the shelf for almost 2 years before finally seeing release in 1975. Some of the tracks weren't even mixed properly. This track, though, was acceptably mixed and features an unusual a cappella introduction, a rare chance to hear Dad's voice completely unaccompanied, which made people say, "Matt, you're sensational."
I've no proof when people say you're more or less aloof. But you're sensational. I don't care if you are called the fair Miss Frigidaire, 'cause you're sensational. Making love quite an art. And if you say that one fine day you'll let me come to call, we'll have a ball, 'cause you're sensational, sensational. That's all, that's all, that's all.
Perfect. And there'll be another Matt Munro selection in a fortnight's time. Next week, of course, Tallulah Rendell will be back with us with another top tune. Okay, last part of the program, of course, pre-news and so on. We talked about Rudra, which reverberates, a powerful force in the shape of Shiva, transitioning between peace, disturbance, love and lament. Can you remember, James, what the exciting thing was that we were actually running, which maybe the listener might just be interested in actually sending something in for?
It is a competition
to win tickets for the production, which is at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre tomorrow. And Gabriella, can you remember what the question was that we actually put forward for this?
Something about the History Boys.
Yeah, who wrote it?
Who wrote the
play The History Boys? That's all you need to do. Put the answer plus your details and send it to competition@sirenonline.co.uk. And you could actually have a couple of tickets to Rudra at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. We said we'd give a little mention to Dave Milling, and I have just given a mention to Dave Milling because it's Dave's daughter's birthday, I believe, today.
Aww, so happy birthday.
Yeah, they're having cake and such like stuff, that's, I believe.
Nice.
So lots of cake material was there, so that's very exciting. Tomorrow, of course, Sarah Bullimore joins us. And if you're thinking Sarah Bullimore, you might also think, oh, that would be Lincoln Inspired.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival. More than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia. To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk.
There, exactly, quite literally. You'll find it out there, Lincoln Inspired. And the brochures will be published very, very shortly. It gets more and more exciting in every sense of the word. Of course, if you're listening to this and it's a podcast, don't send in a response to competition@sirenonline.co.uk. It'd be too late. You'd probably be charged for the email as well. No, whatever. Oh, the electricity. Anyway, time for Terrahawks. Well, that was very exciting in every sense of the word, and it hopefully woke people up, because we're talking about the Terrahawks announcement, which is going to be made at Andercon, because Anderson Entertainment, of course, looked after by Jamie Anderson, who is currently somewhere on a train, so Lord knows whether we'll actually reach him. But they're looking to breathe new life into the Terrahawks brand. Stay tuned to this channel. And indeed, there'll be a major Terrahawks announcement at Andercon this year. You'll also get the chance to actually meet several members of the Terrahawks cast, such as Jeremy Hitchin, Robbie Stevens, and Denise Breyer, as well as the crew, Steve Begg, Mark Woolard, and Terry Adlam across the weekend. So it would have been wonderful in every sense of the word to be able to go from Terrahawks to, indeed, Jamie Anderson. But we haven't been able to do that. But we could leave a message on his voicemail. What do you think, Gabriella? Should we leave a message
on his voicemail?
Leave that message. I mean, he might actually pick up, which is always exciting. And we did technically say it was going to be 10 past. We might have to juggle all sorts of things around. Curiously, of course, the system doesn't actually ring insofar as it sort of just goes very quiet and then seems to go to voicemail. So I'm not sure whether he's possibly been kidnapped by Zelda. Facebook Terrahawks official, of course. Zelda was, of course, the evil mistress who lived in Mars.
Oh, right.
Yeah, on Mars and in Mars, presumably. But you know, who knows? Anyway, we are trying to reach Jamie Anderson to talk about the aforementioned Andercon, which is happening this year, a year which is huge as far as science fiction is actually concerned. And we'll just see whether, in fact, we can actually connect with him or indeed leave that message. That's, you know, many people actually sort of prefer for us to just leave the message because it adds the whole range of things. I think it's probably just going to be a message time unless we...
Is it a train, you said?
I think so. He did say he was going to be on a train, so I'm not quite sure where it could be.
You've reached the voicemail of Jamie Anderson.
Yeah.
Please leave a message, and I'll call you back as soon as possible.
After you finish your message, just hang up.
Oh.
Or to hear more options, please press 1.
I know we'd love to hear those options. I mean, we've got 55 minutes, but Phil Leanderson and Lana Raine might have one or two things to question us on in terms of those particular options. So, Jamie, in the studio, already keen and having listened to the Terrahawks theme, we've got Gabriella Peralta.
Hey.
And James Kaysen.
Oh, hello.
All desperately keen to find out more about the ongoing and ever-approaching Andercon 2014, 19th to 20th April 2014. We will try and reach you... about 10 minutes, you think? 10,
yeah,
15
let's
minutes?
Try 10
before
minutes,
Phil Leanderson. So hopefully we'll go there. So we haven't given up on Jamie. Who could? Let's face it. He's the Jamie Anderson.
He might get out of that tunnel that he's in.
Might be
train.
In a tunnel, could be in a train, could simply have decided.
In the wilderness.
Could have been kidnapped
no
by Zelda. I don't know. Anyway, or one of those things will actually work through, and hopefully sense will actually manifest itself in every sense of the word. That's not too sort of convoluted a statement, basically. Sense will manifest itself in every sense of the word.
No,
that's okay. Okay, moving on then. It's Siren 107.3 FM's very own midweek drive. And I suppose we could actually sort of put in a request here, but no, that'd be too much, I think. Just a request for music.
Oh,
request
okay.
of various other sort of bits and pieces.
Oh, well,
we could fill.
Let's think of one. Let's make this a game.
Yeah, okay, oh, well, steady on, you know. People might say we've lost content. Gabriella, what's your request, though?
I haven't thought of it yet. Let's go to James first.
Dear. James.
Hall & Oates, Out of Touch.
Oh. Oh, we've got some Hall & Oates, but not...
Maneater.
No, again.
Why didn't we get...
George Michael.
George Michael about... Think of something. Britney, I love Britney.
Really?
Oops, I did again.
Really? Kate Bush.
I love Britney. She's actually my favourite, I think. She's very good early 2000s. She kind of lost it mid 2000s.
Do you think so?
But
so
she's bringing it back. Britney's back.
You don't think she would have actually had her mother write sort of sick notes for her when she was actually doing various other bits and pieces? I mean, Oops, I did it again.
Oops.
Well, there you are, you see. Seamless. And that, in a nutshell, is the essence of magic on the Midweek Drive. Who would have thought, even though we look at the Facebook updates that we see, Outer Space, Ilana Rain was with Alex Levchuk, well, always, indeed, the British Film Institute, 11 months ago, 4 months ago, old Geolinks, etc. I don't think, even in her wildest dreams, ace director Ilana Rain had ever sort of thought that she'd actually sort of come in with the lady who, indeed, your very uncle has actually said...
Britney's back.
Uncle Douglas has said... Britney is back.
I'm glad he agrees with me.
Well, go figure. Right. Oops, she did it again, or as we like to say...
We may or may not all be Cylons, but the undisputed truth is that we're all delighted to share the perspectives of ace New York director Ilana Rain. Prepare to take another step into the cosmos.
Yeah, exactly. New York now, of course, based in Los Angeles. How are you, Ilana?
Oh, I'm doing great, Alex. Thanks. How are you?
Well, Phil Leonard said I was sounding a little bit under the weather. I like to feel I'm keeping the energy up, but you never know these days. I feel fine, as somebody once said. Probably some rock band. Moving on.
I thought it sounded actually like you have a new voice smoothing program on. You know, on your voice.
You see? Yeah, this is the old voice smoothing program. For once, actually, you haven't tagged me in any photographs, Ilana. I thought, the last one was March the 15th, where Sweetie, because you saw an ad for a totally waterproof phone doesn't mean all phones are, said through clenched teeth, at sight of new $300 phone being submerged in tub. What are you doing? Bathing your phone. You can't put your phone in water or in a bath, Ilana. Please.
Oh, please, trust me. I was not responsible for that.
Is it the subject of a legal case?
Yeah,
It was a young child who's obviously interfering with the line now. Anyway, moving on, Gabriella Peralta and James Cason. Gabriella, have you spoken to Ilana before? I'm not sure whether you have or you haven't, actually.
I'm not sure. I don't think
Ilana's ever been to Gibraltar either. James, I don't think
I've never had the pleasure, no.
Obviously.
I will never have
exactly. That's the
she heard my voice and left.
I'm sure she liked your voice.
I didn't have the voice soother on.
Do you think it was the voice soother what did it? That's actually one of the crucial things that sort of went through that. Well, what can you say? I mean, clearly, that's what you call the manifestations of magic, or maybe just the power of Phil Leonard sort of sending and saying, I'm going to get even more time than normal. Do you think we should actually try and call her back, then?
I think we should, yeah.
All right. I mean, it's either that or we have another Britney Spears track and, you know, sorry to be...
Britney scared her.
Well, it could be. It could be just too much on that basis. But still, never mind. And I shouldn't be able to do this at all, really, multitasking as a male. It should definitely be sort of way beyond my comfort zone, which, of course, it is. But then again, let's see if she picks up, or maybe...
Sounds
a bit poorly, doesn't it? It's ringing, but it sounds a bit poorly. That's better. That's only a routine. Yes. Is she going to answer, though? Or will we get voicemail?
I'm back.
Yay! Yeah. This is exactly as if you ever went away.
Better than Britney.
Better than Britney. Hmm. Exactly. Ilana Rain, better than Britney.
Too much for the airwaves to handle.
It's quite extraordinary in every sense of it. Anyway, James, as we were about to hand over the interviewing reins to your good self, because you've done some research into the magical world of Ilana Rain, over to you.
Well, I saw the teaser trailer for your latest upcoming film, Eclipse.
Hey, it is just more than the bestest ever. It is Eclipse. It's going from like 10 minutes of sheer wonderment to even bigger material.
Sorry.
You can tell the rehearsal works so well on this particular hair. It's very good. Anyway, over to you, James.
I just want to ask what your inspiration for this was, because even though it is a teaser, and what a tease it was, I could compare the film to Highlander, if I can say that. Sort of like the concept of...
Highlander?
Highlander.
There can be only one Highlander.
There can be two now. Sort of like a comparison of a game, and it's not quite, you know, say what it is, and I just think it's a very interesting concept, and I was just wondering what inspiration you sort of got from.
The inspiration, I firmly situate myself within a tradition of science fiction. It's very dear to me. I feel... There's so many ways to approach stories and stories we tell, tell to each other and what's important to us. And what's important to me is about exploring how we're all connected and also exploring how there's more to this reality than our five senses might tell us and how it's conditioned out of us as we grow up in certain cultures that are more interested in logic and, you know, linear thinking. So when I decided to explore issues that are really important to me about, like, how we're evolving with technology and what our place is in this world as humans, as AI is being developed, I thought, you know, it's just a game on some level. You know, if we can look at a situation as it unfolds in front of us, and instead of reacting and having a negative response, we can maybe see certain things as a game. So why not come up with a story that encompasses, that takes place in a universe where people interact genuinely and truly sincerely, but there's an overarching element of the game being played. I guess you could say it comes from a personal approach and philosophy of how I approach life. And I don't mean a game like, oh, it's frivolous or to be taken lightly. Games are actually quite serious. And if you even look at how young children play with each other, it's hardcore. It's real. They're enacting. They're assuming roles, and the stakes are very, very high and intriguing and exciting. So that to me is like my real life inspiration. It's you know, I guess you could say it's how I try to cope in this world. And, you know, existing now in development of my film, you know, I just got off the phone with my dear friend, collaborator, producer, composer, and he's, you know, it's like, look, I'm so excited and pumped and just overjoyed with the phase I'm at now with this film, but I can just so easily vacillate to total rage.
Now, Ilana, please,
so
just let
it... negotiate.
Yes.
That.
Yeah, we don't want you to be vacillating between total rage and sociopathy. It's not good. We have got Penny.
No, joy. Yeah, if you can't handle it.
Precisely.
You have a real problem with emotions sometimes, right?
Yeah,
like the honesty of emotions of Americans.
We're just frightened, Ilana. That's all. Just a little bit frightened. Penny Evans has contacted us. Do you know, you see James and Gabriella, as you probably appreciate, a bit like sort of our wonderful sort of family, our extended family. We get worried when we don't hear anything for like weeks on end. And Penny Evans has actually responded with saying, "Hi, Alex Leftwich, back listening to your show after being very ill with a throat infection, which returned with a vengeance. Laid her up in bed for several days."
At least she had siren.
Well, I would hope so. I'd like, or indeed the podcasts. You know, that would actually sort of help from that point of view. But she sort of thinks through, and she's going into, and yeah.
Oh,
do you think there's something personal here? Do you think there's something personal here with respect to
Ilana?
I think
we're just unlucky today.
Yeah,
I really do think it's just something today.
One of those days.
Something
is one of those days.
Something in the atmosphere that's just sort of worked our
midweek
way through
blues.
This. Midweek. Well, no, I
happened to everyone across the world.
Not on this show. Not on my watch. Here's Penny Evans and Lorelei. That's what you need, a bit of Penny Evans singing Lorelei. That's wonderful, isn't it? You'd be delighted to know, Ilana Rain, and you are back, are you not?
I'm back now.
Yeah. We've got a voice specially for you who's going to talk. You might have heard him earlier in the show when, indeed, we had this little question mark that was raised with Cameron Tilbury, amongst others, in terms of, you know, do you want a little bit of Ed Wellman, you know?
Of course we do.
Of course we do, exactly.
You can have all of them if you
want. And, indeed, you were featuring Bobby Tijuana, chatting to, indeed, the aforementioned Wellman Meister. So, Ilana, calm yourself down, because I know how you respond to Ed. But he's here in the studio wearing a suit and tie, suited and booted, and with Lorelei in the background from Penny Evans, you will actually say the current state of play with respect to this competition that we're running for people to actually go and see Rudra at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
So Rudra, Alex, is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. It's a celebration of dance and music of Indian origin fused with more modern music and dance as
bit
well.
Like Penny Evans and Lorelei, maybe.
Well...
or better, or worse. I don't know. The same. Equal.
It will last about an hour. There's a post-show discussion. And you can win two tickets by sending us an email to competition@sirenonline.co.uk. And you have to answer this question, which I heard Gabriella deliver perfectly a moment ago.
What's that question, Gabriella?
The question again is... Who wrote the History Boys?
Now,
given that the performance is tomorrow evening in Lincoln at 7:30, keep those entries coming because the inbox is filling up. Yeah. But you do need to be able to pick up your tickets at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre at around about 7 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on your way into the performance.
Easy.
But we haven't got time to post them, so you need to make your way here.
Yeah.
So it's definitely for something for you tomorrow.
Have you got that, Ilana? Are you ready with the Learjet? Is it ready to actually fly over? Should you actually choose to enter?
Oh, I'm already there.
Nice. There we are, you see. That's the power of Ed Wellman, sorted through, etc. Don't worry, Ed. She said she's already
Ed,
there.
It's fantastic to hear your voice again.
I know. You're getting the whole thing through in every sense of the word, really. I mean, do you want us to leave while you two sort of get studio
somewhere?
Well,
you know, we were at the South Bank only a few weeks ago, and it just wasn't the same without Ilana Raine.
Yeah, well, we did tag Ilana in the Louis Savvy photograph, of course.
Okay.
You know, we tagged Louis actually pointing to March, which, of course, is the month of Ilana Raine, and Charlotte Fortune, because they're both featured. They are, but they're calendar girls par excellence. You didn't even realise that, did you, Ilana? But you are. Anyway, I realised that we could just hand over the rest of the show to Ed and Ilana chatting. But obviously, even that's too much.
Not possible.
Sorry, that's the way it goes. We will try and reach Jamie Anderson one more time, as far as we're concerned here on the Midweek Drive. I suppose Phil Leonis is going to have lots of things to cogitate on and work through the whole factor. Listen, we've already given you some Penny Evans. I mean, for goodness sakes, how much more excitement can you take on one particular show? Don't forget, Groundwork's coming up at 9 o'clock this evening. And the Midweek Drive Morning Edition will be on tomorrow, following the warm-up that is Ben Pickard, who does the early breakfast show, which is all splendid stuff. Here's Morrissey. Last of the famous international playboys. Could almost be written for yourself, James, really. Anyway,
yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, rock and roll. The last of the international playboys. Right, well, where were we? Ah, yes, that's right, in some sort of time-space continuum, which said it's the year 2014, and it's 6:25 as far as the UK is actually concerned in Lincoln. So great news there. Penny Evans, we're delighted that we actually surprised you by playing Lorelei, and richly deserved. Brian Walton has actually contributed as well.
Has he? He's indeed. Back, like Britney.
In the spirit of St. Patrick's Day. Well, it was Monday, so where's me lucky charms? Anyway, top of the evening to you guys. Top of the morning, top of the evening to you guys. I hope Brian realises we do a Midweek Drive Morning Edition show as well.
Yes, Brian, right into the Morning Edition, please. I thoroughly enjoy it.
I'm not sure Brittany should be brought back, Gabriella. I think she had her time, he goes on to say.
No, Brittany's back. She's doing her Las Vegas tour. She's back.
Vegas.
She's dyed her hair brown. She's turned a new leaf. She's not crazy Brittany anymore.
She does not need to hit that baby one more time. See what we're going there, Brian. A little bit dodgy, what the heck? But he's put in a request, which we've actually got. Amazing. We have got this request. And it's in honour of his new Atomic Kitten, Lionel. Okay? Brian has got a little kitten called Lionel. Yeah,
oh,
it's not Lionel Rich today. But we're going for the original and the best. This is for Lionel.